美国神韵国技术团5月6号在新泽西州立大剧院进行首场演出，观众们不仅为神韵展现的中华悠久的历史与文化而感动，演出的深层内涵也使他们对人与自然、人与天的关系产生思考。
It's kind of like you're bringing like the whole history like all together in like one show, you know, and it, the costumes, like the dances and everything, it's like everything together. We liked it a lot, enjoyed it a lot.
I think it's a well thought out show that fits together the dance, the music, the themes, the history, and modern technology to enhance that.
It's a beautiful production and very, very impressed.
神韵演出中的舞蹈和音乐极具表现力，让观众感到犹如身临其境。
But like little, like all the details, like you know the whole books, like the hand, you know the even the visual, like the eyes and like the expression in the faces, like you could see and you could feel it, like if you were right there with them, you know.
The dancing and the movements symbolic of the stories that they want to tell. It's just absolutely beautiful.
Like the music itself kind of helped out for you to find out what was going on and all that. You're like, ooh, something's, you know, something's going to happen because the music changed and then you're watching it and you're trying to understand without knowing like the history itself.
神韵演出的深层内涵更引发人们的思考。
The message of spiritual wellness, of redemption, of the closeness of man to nature and man to the heavens. So I see...a synergistic kind of feeling about the show, tying together all elements of the universe.
这个周末，美国神韵国际艺术团在新泽西州立大剧院还有三场演出。新唐人记者安心、蓝青，新泽西报道。
刚刚结束在亚洲的巡回演出，载誉归来的美国神韵国际艺术团这个周末来到美国新泽西州，在州立大剧院连演四场。请看本台记者的报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团这个周末在新泽西的 New Brunswick 州立大剧院有四场演出，新泽西的观众闻讯赶来，很多观众看了演出之后表示，这样好的演出越多的人看越多的人受益。
And it was just a breathtaking experience, one that I will surely keep with me.
It was absolutely beautifulI was expecting something really nice, but this was much better than my expectations.
The colors were great, the choreography was great, there was great humor, especially with the monks, but it was very energetic and very passionate, and I really, really enjoyed myself. I've always missed it, and I'm glad I had an opportunity this time to actually see the show. Very, very nice, and I would recommend for anyone to come and see it.
I think this show is awesome. It's really one of the most beautiful performances that I have seen in a long time.
The singers, and I was reading all the words were the same there. That's pretty nice because they touch your soul. I think that's like the main thing and for the entire show. That's why I feel it.
It just shows, again, more passion of the people.You know, the things that they long for, you know, you're telling a story of what things were like and, you know, how it's so different today. And you're telling your story, you have to tell your story outside the country, you know, which makes everyone, I think, feel very heartfelt.
Because it deserves, you know, certainly a lot of promotion because it's unbelievable. If more people knew about it, I think they would benefit so much.
美国神韵国际艺术团在这里的演出将持续到星期天下午。新唐人记者蓝青，新泽西 New Brunswick 报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在新泽西州的四场演出，给新泽西的观众再次带去了全新的艺术和文化体验。很多观众感到演出中的歌曲尤其打动他们的心。来看下面的报道。
Michelle DeCosta 连续三年来看神韵，他说演出中的歌曲是他最钟爱的部分。
Because the words carry across everybody.And it actually, you know, brings to home not just what's going on in China, but a lot of places. It's just a general life philosophy.
观众即使听不懂中文，但都能从天幕的歌词中有各自的领悟。
The Buddhist sort of messages were coming through, and obviously you could see the links to modern day comments on the world. Don't lose your own way. Follow your own path. Truth.
just the singing. I mean, it was all great because we could all feel it. I mean, my kids, I watched their eyes, and so their eyes were certainly getting big at certain points.
I was reading the on the screen, the very profound message from them. Believe in what you believe in. Don't go for the shortcuts, things like that. It made a lot of sense.
新唐人记者朱峰、胡志华，新泽西州报道。
观看了5月7号的美国神韵国际艺术团的演出之后，在纽约和新泽西地区创建舞蹈学校教授印度舞和现代舞的巴西提·巴克西对中国古典舞的表现力赞不绝口，他尤其感叹神韵演员的技术和编舞的高超。请看一下报道。
Breathtaking, absolutely flawless execution of dance, beautiful formations, costumes. It gave me goosebumps a couple of times when I saw it, and I dance for a living, so it was an amazing show, very, very, very well put together.
他认为神韵的演出用舞蹈表现故事，超越语言，简单易懂。
Presentations are like top notch, and I think the choreographers of the show should get special mention because I think it's those people who have worked and they have maintained to keep the audience's interest intact because there's so much happening that, you know, as a dancer, as a choreographer, we can understand how much hard work they must have put in, and it's absolutely beautiful.
巴克西对演员的技巧印象深刻。
And the male dancers were full of energy, like they have so much on technique, jumps, leaps. I was counting the leaps and I was like, I gave up after 20. I was like, you know, I just can't count anymore. But very well, I think they are trained very well. I think they are very good dancers. And I think the male dancers had the right expressions for the dances. And the female dancers were very, very, they could communicate to the audience, I think. And they are communicating very well. You know, all these dancers are doing very good job. So it's a treat to watch, you know.
看神韵演出仿佛得到了特殊优待，很多观众颇有同感。新唐人记者蓝青，新泽西 New Brunswick 报道。
神韵国际艺术团5月7号在美国新泽西州新布朗斯威克市举行了两场演出，令各界人士赞不绝口。让我们看一看观众的感受。
It made me smile the entire time. The costumes were just beautiful.I mean, everything was just so perfect.
This is a great representation of a traditional Chinese culture, and we're enjoying it very much.
The music is very tranquil, very peaceful for me, so it's very calming, very soothing. The colors are bright. The dancers, they're brilliant. I'm very calm, very relaxed, enjoying the show.
The show was great. I had an excellent time. The choreography was great. The costumes were colorful. I liked the plum blossoms. Very, very intuitive. I had a great time. It was engaging. More than just a dance.
Each and every person do very perfect and very persons in face and all, very expression.
I'm loving the show. It's amazing, and all the colors are so beautiful, and the costuming's amazing, and it's incredible how they can move their bodies.
Beautiful. I loved it. It made me happy, very happy.
It was life-changing. It was beautiful. It was soft. It was elegant. The dancers were fluid like water. Oh, my God. They were just fluid like water. I loved it. I brought my children because I like to give them exposure into different cultures. We had a great time. Thank you for having us.
新唐人记者蓝青，新泽西 New Brunswick 报道。
五月七号，美国神韵国际艺术团在新泽西州立大剧院又连演两场，观众们感叹神韵带给他们的远不只是一场美不胜收的视听盛宴。我们来看记者的报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团5月7日在新泽西州立大剧院的演出给观众带来了意外的惊喜。有的观众说，看神韵让他们忘记了世间的一切烦恼，仿佛进入一个崭新的美好世界。也有的观众说，仿佛获得了新生。
Oh my goodness, it's awe-inspiring. Oh my goodness. When you to say wow, it belittles it, you know? It was like renaissance, a new beginning. Worth every penny.The movements, the artistry, the stage, everything was just first rate.
It brought
tears to my eyes because it was so beautiful.
Feeling of peace, enjoyment, just forgetting everything else in outside world and just enjoying the moment.
雅各布夫妇星期五看过第一场神韵演出后意犹未尽，今天买了更近的座位再次欣赏。
Each time you will see more details than you saw before. Tonight we were able to concentrate at looking at the little details, the expressions, things like that. I've seen many dancing shows and their movements and their ability is unsurpassed by anything I've ever seen anywhere else.
I noticed different things that I didn't notice last night because things happening so fast that all of a sudden, it's on to something else. So today I was able to slow it down.
演出中舞剧无毁，引起新州爱迪生市议员布拉萨德内心的共鸣。
You have to believe in what you believe in, and you do everything that you can. When good versus evil happens, good always wins.
很多观众听闻纽约林肯中心六月底将演出五场神韵历年精华节目，表示一定不会错过这个机会。新唐人记者朱峰，新泽西州报道。
5月8号，美国神韵国际艺术团在新泽西州立大剧院的演出圆满落下帷幕。观众们面对舞台上谢幕的演员起立鼓掌，不舍离去。很多人表示以后会再来观看全新的神韵节目，也会告诉更多的人不要错过这场精美绝伦、独一无二的演出。来看记者的报道。
全球最大的财经媒体彭博新闻社主播，常与巴菲特等顶尖财经人物对话的 Betty 刘，今天带着双胞胎儿子来看神韵。
The costumes are beautiful. The colors, the way it's all choreographed, it's just all so well put together. I mean, I expected that anyway, but just the visual element of all of this is beautiful. That was my motivation for bringing my two children, is that I wanted them to learn more about Chinese culture. My family is from Shanghai, and growing up in the United States, I knew that I always wanted to stay close to my culture, so I wanted to bring my children here so that they would learn more about China and Chinese history.
观众们感谢神韵让他们见识到人类文化的由来和神传文化的博大。
Very thoughtful too, very mindful. It makes you think, it makes you understand, that there is a higher power that we need to be cognizant of.
All the participants in Shenyun are the perfect ambassadors for our two cultures, about love and sharing and respect to one another. And the Oriental culture, that's one of the things that I admire most about your culture, the respect for the family.
And it was interesting to see the creation myth, of China's creation myth.
Well, I never knew there was so much rich culture in Chinese, so I loved it. We loved it. It was beautiful.
观众们迫不及待要将美好的事物与亲友分享。
I know that there's a big performance at Lincoln Center, and I think a lot of my friends who live in New York City would really appreciate it. I was telling them a bit about the performance today.
We should see this kind of shows more frequently.
结束了在新泽西州立大剧院的演出后，神韵艺术团还将于6月23日至26日在纽约林肯中心 David Koch 剧院连演五场神韵历年的精华节目。新唐人记者朱峰，新泽西州报道。
观众朋友们好，接下来带您关心中国大陆和香港的最新消息。香港高等法院法官早前判决神韵香港主办方状告港府入境处的司法复核案胜诉，入境处没有在正常的期限内提出上诉，有中港政论家认为港府败诉对他的管制威信带来冲击，神韵主办方应该继续追讨赔偿。
香港前哨杂志总编辑刘达文认为，法官的判决还了神韵香港主办方一个公道，也给香港社会增添司法独立的信心，但港府屈从中共管制威信却受到很大冲击。
法官明知道那个是中共的意思，是吧，入境处只不过是执行中共那些指导思想而已，那法官就判他们输了，开了个先例就可以抗拒中共干扰香港这个制度。
前赵子阳政治秘书鲍彤也认为，神韵香港主办方的胜诉给中国大陆的民众带来司法渴望公正的希望。
从三权分立的情况之下，互相制约的制度
你互相不自愿，互相搅在一起，互相穿一条裤子，我看要好得多。司法应该独立于行政，独立于立法。
鲍彤并指，入境处放弃上诉在意料之中，主办方应该继续追讨赔偿。
他不上诉，那么就是说明原来的决定不是，又不是他自己的决定，他自己何必为别人去上诉？看多此一举。要赔偿，最大的赔偿就是等于扫地。我看这个比什么赔偿都还重要，就是一块钱，那也是等于扫地啊。
主办方表示将会追讨合理赔偿，目前正在准备之中。新唐人记者心灵林秀仪香港报道。
新闻自由是基本人权，受宪法的保障。但日前，中华电信决定从今年八月起，不再与新唐人亚太电视卫星履行续约，有悖于普世价值和国际民主自由潮流。5月12号，新唐人台南办事处在长荣酒店举办了新唐人纳福茶会，期盼各界精英人士给予新唐人亚太电视支持。
对于中华电信对新唐人亚太台所采取的不公正待遇，与会嘉宾都表示了个人看法。
新唐人电视台为社会做了这么多的事情，把这个文化呢的工作做得这么好。好，然后他说不要让这个新唐人电视台来续约，他做这样子的一个动作呢，这个是违反世界的一个价值。
中国电信呢，这种呢应该好好去考量一下。好，我们希望台湾这边呢、自吸收自由的空气啊，能够更多一点。啊，这个我的愿望。
企业主在茶会中强调，言论自由是民主国家的基本人权，电视广播更是民众表达意见的重要媒介。
对新闻自由的话，这本来就是人人的权利呀、所以我们不管是政府或是民间，本来就是对自由应该要一致的共同信任。期待新唐人对华人能够提供个更好的平台，不管是商业还是说知识方面。
看了一下那个新唐人的报道，我觉得非常的感动。我自己做杂志社做很多年，很多话可以透过这个媒体的报道啊，正面的啊，非常有意义的，把一些社会的一些现象让许多人知道哦，可以肩负一下社会教育的责任啊。这是新唐人如果往这方面发展，那真的是我们很欣赏的事。
新唐人亚太台卫星续约受阻，攸关台湾媒体环境自由。这起事件已经逐渐在台湾各界引发关注跟讨论。新唐人亚太电视胡家豪、陈素琴，台湾台南采访报道。
原本在哈尔滨经营家具工厂和餐厅的老板钟同海，自从结婚后就在台湾创业。十多年来，为了带给客人们最传统、最道地的东北味道，坚持每一道料理都必须亲自控管。当听到了新唐人电视台所举办的全世界中国菜厨技大赛所弘扬的正统中华烹饪技艺，让他非常赞同，也特别料理了几道老饕必点的东北菜。
裹上糖衣的金黄色地瓜散发着诱人的光芒，这道是东北菜的甜点拔丝地瓜。
地瓜在炸的同时冰糖在炒，两个锅要同时在运作。地瓜炸好的同时呢，糖也要炒好了，这样子才会配合好。如果地瓜炸好了放那边晾凉了，糖好了，然后它就挂不上去了，而且地瓜呢会有一个壳，就会它那个糖有一个壳会掉下来。
还有用绿茶粉跟马铃薯粉制成的凉拌菜东北大拉皮，看似简单料理，老板说事前的准备也要费不少功夫。
他要求的又不一样，每什么食材大概要什么样的香料，什么样的调味料，是吧？这些都是有一些严格要求。现在大家都知道啊，香料香料，其实不光是香料的问题，而且它是说它有养生部分在。
老板钟同海原本在哈尔滨经营家具工厂和餐厅，自从结婚后跟台湾妻子共同创业，十多年来为了带给客人最传统最道地的东北味道，钟同海坚持每一道料理都必须亲自控管。当听到了新唐人电视台所举办的全世界中国菜厨技大赛所要弘扬的正统中华烹饪技艺，让他非常赞同。
我很赞同这个新唐人这个举办这个活动，因为他呢可以把这个
中国菜呢能够推向世界，这个很重要，这个呢大陆呢没有去发挥到这样的，没有去把重视到这一点，是吧？能够把中国菜说推向世界，这很了不起。
全世界中国菜厨技大赛亚太区初赛将于6月30日截止报名。钟同海希望能有更多料理中国菜的厨师们能够一起参与这场厨技界的盛会。
希望呢，说做中国菜的朋友们呢都踊跃报名，啊，这是一个很好的一个机会，让你展现的机会，啊，再一个呢，它呢可以说让我们中国菜呢要推向世界呢，为中国菜发扬光大，啊。大家都踊跃报名，大家加油！
新唐人亚太电视互动与晶晶台的报道。